We know hunting for good coffee can be frustrating and time-consuming. And with all the confusing labels out there, it's hard to know that what you are buying is actually mindfully sourced and truly making a difference in people's lives. That's why we put together our Perpetual Joy coffee subscription. Over the last 15 years, Joe Bean Coffee has built friendships with award-winning coffee farmers, ones we trust to consistently bring us amazing coffee year after year. Coffee tastes best at the peak of harvest, which is why we run our program like a CSA, regularly sending you a rotating selection of in-season coffee. You pick how many bags and how often you need it. We do the rest. And you can feel good knowing you're directly supporting small-scale coffee farmers. Go to JoeBeanRoasters.com for details.
Hello and welcome to the Mind of Magnus. Our show has a simple premise. We're here to share the stories and life adventures of others to help expand our minds. I'm Matt Austin, and here's your host, Magnus.
Hey, folks. Welcome again. We are back to another episode. Last week, we had the awesome guest, John Michael Gaudier, on his Event Horizon show on YouTube. It is phenomenal. I hope you guys are checking it out, like we talked about last week. This week is our short little moose boost, our Factoid Friday, where we share cool factoids. And my guest has a factoid for you. Hit it.
If you were an alien civilization that had conquered aging and death, or you are a machine civilization, you had converted yourself to machines and you don't care about the passage of time, you could colonize the Milky Way galaxy within a few million years, or you could be a von Neumann probe and replicate yourself over and over like a virus and pervade the Milky Way galaxy and be all over within just a few million years in a galaxy that is almost 13.8 billion years old. Has anyone done that?
That's why I love your show, man. Always expanding the brains. That's why I like having Mind of Magnus here to help expand my brain as well. I have to say, the show we did, we talked before and after. I am going to have you back on my show again to talk more science, more weird.
Anytime, Magnus. Let's do it.
Oh, my God. So I follow John Michael Gaudier. His namesake is on YouTube as well. Event Horizon is his show. Follow the man. Listen to him. Actually, my factoid is going to come from the man we talked about on the show. Correct me if I'm wrong, this one, but you were talking about Oumuamua, the item that was an item that came outside of our solar system. Everything else was stationary in our universe, you were saying? Is this the factoid you were telling me?
Yes, it was at what is called the local standard of rest, the LSR. In other words, the solar system ran into it, but it was like a buoy. It was just sitting there relative to us. It was just sitting there. So we ran into it instead of it coming through the solar system.
That blew my mind. I had to share this fact. We didn't have it on the recording. I had to share it now because I'd heard about it, but Avi Loeb, all the stuff, cool stuff about it. It's an amazing just thing that I wish we knew more about that has already passed through our solar system. But I had no idea when he told me that it was sitting there waiting for us to crash through it. Completely blew my mind. So that was my factoid is actually gleaning off this man's brain here as well. So, John, thank you for being here. We're going to have you back on because I want to talk more with you. So thanks so much, guys. And John, thank you for last week's show. We actually probably two shows we got together there. So thanks for being on this episode.
You bet, man. But get ready. We now have the operational Vera Rubin Observatory with the LSST, and we're going to see a lot more interstellar objects. And if we never see anything like Oumuamua again, even though we got all sky surveys going, it's gonna get weirder.
That's the best way to end the show. Oh my God, thanks so much, guys.
Do you have a crazy story, odd factoid, or want to share something you think will help expand the mind of Magnus? Let us know! Call our voicemail, 585-310-2473, visit mindofmagnus.com, or message us on social media at Magnus Apollo.
This has been a presentation of the Lunch Hour Podcast Network. Hey, it's Pauly Guglielmo, host of the Pauly Guglielmo Show here on the Lunchador Podcast Network and founder of Guglielmo Sauce, owner of Craft Cannery, bottling many of your favorite local and regional sauces, dressings, and marinades. You can find Guglielmo's at any area Wegmans or at many local mom and pops around the city.